breaking news on Aer Lingus. The Irish Airline Pilots Association has accepted an invitation to talks with Aer Lingus. Aer Lingus has said that today there were no additional cancellations resulting from the work to rule by pilots, which began at midnight. Brian O'Donovan, our work and technology correspondent, is at Dublin Airport. Brian, that breaking news on IALPA, bring us through it.
Yeah, all moved very fast earlier this morning, Cian. Just in the last hour or two, Aer Lingus announcing that it had written to IALPA this morning, issuing a fresh invitation to talks to take place tomorrow morning. And then literally in the last few minutes, IALPA has announced that it has accepted that invitation to talks. However, let's temper people's expectations here. Let's not be overly positive about all of this. First off, in the meantime, the industrial action goes on. It has not been suspended pending those talks. The work to rule that began at midnight is continuing, and as of now, a planned 8-hour strike for Saturday is still going ahead. But it is certainly a positive development. We are seeing at least the two sides coming together for direct face-to-face talks for the first time in some time. But again, just to temper expectations, they have been talking for months and months and months in various different forums, be it direct face-to-face, independent pay tribunals, the WRC, the Labour Court. Just yesterday, you'll recall that the Labour Court brought both of these sides in separately. They spent several hours going through the dispute with them individually and then very, very quickly informed them that it would not be intervening at this point in time and that it may review things again next month. A sign, I think, very clearly that the Labour Court felt, the experts in this field felt, that there was a big, big gap between these sides and they wouldn't be intervening at this point in time. But nonetheless, a positive development this lunchtime that we are seeing a return to talks tomorrow. I suppose another positive to focus on is the fact that, yes, although this work to rule has been underway since midnight, there are no additional cancellations or additional last-minute disruptions to report so far by Aer Lingus. Now, there's nothing to say that won't change over the coming hours and the coming days, but so far so good in terms of any additional disruption. But it does need to be pointed out that 270 flights have already been cancelled because of this work to rule and because of Saturday's action. But by cancelling those flights, Aer Lingus freed up space, they freed up capacity, they gave themselves buffers, shock absorbers to deal with the demands that they're going to be feeling. And so far, that management seems to be working. We can hear now from Aer Lingus's Donal Moriarty.
So far, we've been able to manage it, and we'll continue in our efforts to manage it in the interest of customers.
What's the latest on any talks with the pilots?
Well, this morning, we've written to IALPA informing them that we've booked a meeting room and booked a time for us to meet, and we've asked them, are they available to meet? So we're awaiting a response to that request.
When would that meeting take place?
Tomorrow morning.
Brian, you've also been talking to people at the airport. What are they saying? What's the mood?
Yeah, I've just been inside in Terminal 2, the main Aer Lingus check-in area, Cian. It's busy, but moving. Normal, I guess, no doubt for a busy summer day that people are heading out on their summer holidays. The mood, the atmosphere, quite positive. People were okay. Yes, of course, everybody knew about the work to rule. Some people I spoke to spoke about how, yeah, I was originally meant to be flying out another day. I have to fly today. Others were saying they've just breathed a sigh of relief. They were glad that they were getting out, but then, of course, they were worried about coming back. So I think, yes, most definitely a sense of anxiety. Some people I spoke to, however, have had a bad experience. They had the original flight cancelled. They're experiencing delays on the next flight. You'll hear that now when we take a listen to some of the Aer Lingus passengers that I've been talking to at Dublin Airport today.
Quite scary because my brother's getting married in Sicily, so they actually had the book with Swiss Airlines, so they have the flight to Zurich and wait extra while we're in Sicily living the life. So we haven't been too badly affected. So.
Okay, but it did cause a lot of uncertainty and we were a bit concerned.
Yeah, massively, yeah. It was quite scary, especially only up until about maybe 2 or 3 days ago. We had no idea what was going on, especially like all the money we've already paid for the accommodation, villa and stuff like that. So
we've been up since 4:30 this morning, coming from Mullingar, where my wife is from. And it was very disappointing to see this thing unravel the way it did.
You're about to fly out now, is it? And are you a little bit nervous, maybe?
Yeah, well, no one wants to spend any time in an airport. They don't have to. So, but I suppose other people are warned for the future. We had very little chance of doing anything about it.
Brian O'Donovan talking to people at Dublin Airport, and no doubt he'll be bringing us updates during the course of the day.